Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. A close friend emailed me the other day that he had some significant health issues and was counseling all his friends to listen to their own bodies and take care of themselves. My friend, a retired colonel like me, travels extensively all over the country doing volunteer work. I think that is why this message hit me hard. I too travel frequently. On many occasions, I don't always pay attention to the aches and pains that come with getting older. My friend was slated to travel cross country. Just before he was ready to leave his house, he felt as if someone was sitting on his chest. Less than an hour later, he was in the cardiac care unit near his home in Virginia and not on a plane headed to Colorado. During his hospital stay, my friend replayed the what ifs. The bottom line of his message was, if you don't feel right, don't push your luck. Listen to your body and take care of yourself. The older I get, the more I hear the don't push your luck message replaying in my brain. I think back to my father's words in the number one lesson I learned growing up. You have to be able to take care of yourself, and your health is the single most important thing you can control. At times, I think we all tend to push our own safety, but more and more, the older I get, I realize that I have to take care of myself first. Whether it's going to the gym, taking a walk, monitoring your blood pressure, or seeing the doctor about a persistent health issue, a person is their own best primary caregiver. Because health is such a personal living condition, the health care we need is something that shouldn't be taken for granted or overlooked. Anyone who hasn't looked at the health contingencies in their own life is being foolish. Relying on someone else to handle your family's health care issues is irresponsible. Letting employers, the government, nonprofit agencies, or emergency room take care of your choice for your own health care is potentially grave in consequences. Moreover, these past four Obamacare years have limited the health care choices for many of us in our local area and put the quality of health care in jeopardy in this remote area of California. Most people fail to recognize that health insurance is not health care. Health care is that provider to patient hands-on, what is wrong with you and how can we fix it, face-to-face contact. More and more in this area, I hear about caregivers dropping their provider pool. Many caregivers no longer accept health insurance coverages available in this area because of the associated bureaucracies, complicated reimbursement processes, and structured compensation for rendered services. Ever since the email from my Virginia friend, I've been encouraging people to ask themselves the tough questions about their personal medical contingencies and care. Clearly, we need to be prepared for ourselves by answering these questions and listening honestly to what our bodies are telling us. Our health is really our personal responsibility. Health coverages won't save your life. A doctor can. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.